Beck heard Eliza sigh on the other end of the call.
This digital detox thing is so much harder than I thought it'd be. I keep picking up this damn phone to check things, but I deleted all the fun apps. It looks so empty. I think I just saw a tumbleweed roll across the screen.
It'll get easier, Ellie. You'll find other things to do to fill the time.
I don't know, Beck. I just...
There was a pause long enough that he started to wonder if the phone call had been dropped.
This makes me wonder if that jerk Rye was right. I've gotten boring. I don't even have a hobby outside of work and YouTube.
That dipshit was right about nothing. But if you want to find some hobbies, put that on your 6-month plan. Go try new things, take some classes, join some clubs. She giggled.
Like your super-duper secret sex club?
I didn't invite you to that one. You have to know me longer to get that invitation. Damn it, he didn't like how flirty that sounded. Plus, you have to have your own set of Star Wars footy PJs for admission. Oh, good job, he thought. That's a lot better.
Oh, well, minor at the dry cleaners.
He needed to get his shit together. Eliza could be a fun friend to have if he could just get his brain to behave when he was around her. And hey, if you want a new hobby, I could teach you how to send annoying computer viruses to bad dates.
Ha! Oh my God, you're evil!
Don't tempt me, Beckham. I could send him a phishing email.
Beck, no!
Just to slow his system down a little and Beckham!
The word was full of admonishment. Had he crossed a line?
Eliza, you don't have to worry. Jokes aside, I stick to the ethical hacking side of things.
I know, she said softly. I just get nervous breaking rules. Probably from all that Catholic school I went to. Nuns could be scary as all get out if you got in trouble.
I get it. Not Catholic, so no nuns, but... I get it. I think in that circumstance, you either get really good at following rules so you escape notice, or you feel so smothered you completely rebel against them.
I'm guessing you chose the latter.
Yeah, I did, but I've reined it in. I don't break rules just to break them anymore.
The thoughtful rebel, she said.
Something like that. I mean, I don't want to align myself with a Sith or anything. She laughed.
Right. Hey, maybe my activity for the night will be starting a rewatch of the Star Wars movies. Suddenly I'm in the mood to watch the Rebel Alliance kick some ass.
Ellie, vital question. Release order or chronological order? If you answer wrong, we may have to end this friendship now. She scoffed.
Obviously, release order.
Phew, okay, we can still be friends.
You're such a nerd, she said. Well, I better let you go. Thanks for being my digital detox sponsor tonight.
He looked at his TV. Are you really gonna watch Star Wars?
Yeah, I think so.
Say goodnight, he told himself. Say goodnight, we could co-watch it, if you want. Chat on text while we both watch.
Co-watch it? She asked.
She was quiet for a few agonizing seconds, but then she said,
yeah, sure, that could be fun.
All right, cool, he said. Go pop your popcorn, or whatever you need to do. Meet on chat in, like, 15 minutes or so?
Sounds good. Let me go wrap my hair into some Leia buns and I'll be all set.
Me too, she laughed.
Sexy!
He rolled his eyes. See, brain? Harmless flirting between friends. We can do this. Get your popcorn, Ellie.